And then you're telling me, no. Well, you don't have a rough the Mishnah yet. I'm not Gemara. You should learn to your Mishnah before Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. B'yemei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnah Zu. At the time of Rebbe, they learned this Mishnah. Shafu Kuli Yalma Masdisin V'yosel Basi Gemara. Like at Rebbe's time, they learned this Mishnah. That ain't l'cha midig derli mizumi Gemara. The best thing is to learn Gemara. You know what everybody did? Everybody left over the Mishnayasin. They forgot about the Mishnayasin. And they ran to learn Gemara. So it wasn't good. Nobody was learning Mishnayasin. Hoda Darshul letter the man of Drosha, Oliyam of Rotla Mishnah, Yotzim and Gemara. That's the reason why later he said that you should learn Mishnah more than Gemara. Not because really Gemara is better, just because everybody was leaving over the Mishnayasin. Nobody learned Mishnayasin anymore. Rashi says, "Pimei Rebbe Nishnas Zu." Oh, the Tani Gemara and the Chamidik Gemara Zu. The best thing is Gemara. Lefisha Mishrabu Talmidei Shama Vehillel Shere Lefonah Shklai Shederus. Rabba Machloikasim B'Torah. There's a lot of Machloikasim. V'Nasuk Hashteta Masat La'Tu Torahs. V'Teich Oil Shibud Malchias Gzeres Shoyin Gozim Aleihem. V'Teich Ak Lohoy Yechel Masat Leiv Levaro Divrei Vehachokim Ad Yom Av Sharebi. Shenos Nakorish Baruch Lechein Ben Ivan Tignis Melech Roimich Remin Be'Avad Zara. That in Rebbe's time, that's when they were able to really learn Gemara good. The kibbutz called to many Eretz Yisrael, the Yad Yom of Lehoyo Mesechta Isduras, and the called Talmud Shama Dabim Vigadu, Hemeno, the Vigiris of Nasan Simonim Halachal Vilonis Vilonis. There wasn't really any Mishnaisin yet. Rebbe, the first time, put it down. He was started in Mesechtis, the Zikon Levadim, Yavomis Levadim, Kedoshim Kochim Levadim. Yeah. So Rebbe saw that he's put down Stam, alright. Come on, Mafika Chomer, the Gemara, and the Chomer, and the Chomer, and the Chomer, and the Chomer, and Rebbe's time, that's the first time they really start to learn Bein. That's what Rabbi said. It's very good to learn Gemara. But then he saw everybody left over the Rashi says Shofku Kuli Alma Mishnayosin Milachzav Al Girsus Mishnosim. They forgot to chazer over the Mishnah. They just went to learn also Bosom Gemara. Rashi says Lachshav Esvara. They only went to think into the Svaras. They didn't go to chazer over the Mishnayosin. How the Dorish Lo Now have Rosh the Mishnah? Vishayora. They're afraid maybe they forget the Mishnayosin and they forget the names Chomim who is Tzchiv who says Potter. Therefore, Rabbi now Dashna is very important to learn Mishnayosin. Now the Mor says. You hold the darsh to learn every Rosh Lamishna Yosim and a Gemara. My darsh, what are they dashing? Rashi Metchila. She darsh a Gemara God. When he first dashing, Gemara is better. How they dashing it? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, could a darsh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi? What my dechsev? What the pasuk say? Higidli Ami Pisham Lebeis Yaakov Chatosim. Tell them that they are various they did. It's Higidli Ami Pisham El Tamir Chomim. Rashi Pshoyim Ami Dahainu Tamir Chomim. Et Chatosim Ani Kara Pesha. Shoyel lehem losses lay betami mishnosam. Shivaru lehem arikur. Lo yodah locha betech mishnah shein hikur. They weren't mavai the locha clearly. Eil temin chachamim. Sheshir gois nasos lehem kizoynis. If they make a small mistake, it's like a zodan, like a mazit. Ule beit yakov chatosam eilu am yoritz. This is the amoritz. Shez doinois nas lehem kishgogos. When the mistakes that they make, sharam, it's not so bad. Even if they make a mistake, it's only like a shkoga. But the Talmud Chacham, when he learns, he has to be very careful not to make mistakes. If he makes mistakes in his learning, he'll come out the wrong halacha. Whereas Tam, a regular person, makes mistakes, not so bad. So that's the pasuk of Ami Pishoyim, the Talmud Chacham should not make a mistake. Yeah. So that's the time we learn, you don't know. Have Zoya B'Talmud. Be very careful when learning Gemara. Sheshir Yas Talmud, Oyla Zodin. If you make a little mistake, even by mistake, it's going to come out to be your fault, the Zodin. Dorish, yeah. Dorish Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi. Might have seen what the pasuk say.
Shimu Dvar Hashem Achreidim El Dvaroi. That means El Tamir Chachomim. They have Yiras Hashem like. Amru Achechem, who's the brothers? Elu Bala Mikra. People only learn Mikra. Sanechem, people that they hate. Elu Bala Mishnah. No, people only learn Mishnah. They hate that the Tamir Chachomim to learn Gemara. Menadechem, the ones that throw them out outcast. Elu Amoritz. Now Shem Atamim, maybe you'll say Pasak Sivram Mevitzu Sechunam. They lost all their joy, all their happiness. Talmud Lemna, the pasuk says, "V'nira b'simchaschem." Everybody together will see in the happiness. Shem Atem, and maybe you say Yisrael Yevoshu. Maybe Klai Yisrael will be embarrassed. Talmud Lemna, the pasuk says, "V'hem Yevoshu." That means Oyv Dikachavim Yevoshu. The Goyim will be embarrassed, but for Yisrael Yismuchu, Yisrael will always be happy. The Hadron Alech Elu Metzias. How the Mishnah says, "Hamafkidei Tzchaleira V'hemu Akelim V'nignevu." If you give to your friend to watch a keli or a behema, and it gets stolen from him. Or else it was lost from the Shomer.
Before we're talking about a Shomer Chinam. The law of a Shomer Chinam is he's potter on Gnev of Yaveda. So really, if he wanted to swear, he could have made himself free, didn't have to pay. But instead of swearing, Shilem, he decided to pay the money on his own, the Shomer. For the Rotsu Lishava, he did not want to swear. Because really, Shara Yom, really, it was said, the law is, Shoy mechinam nishba v'yotzei. Like shoy mechinam has a right to swear that it was stolen from him or that it was lost from him, and he's potter. But this shomer, instead of swearing, he wanted to pay. Now later nimtzu haganev. Later we find the ganev. So the ganev has to pay kefil, has to pay back keren and the kefil double one. So mishal tashlumi kefil. The ganev has to pay kefil. Topach umach. Let's say the ganev shechtu sold it. Mishal tashlumi abod chamisha. The ganev has to pay back 4 and 5. Now the question is lemi mishalim. To who does he have to pay? So the mishnah says now the chiddush is lemi shafikod and etzloi. He has to pay the kefil dalvei to the shomer. The shomer gets it. Even though the owner was the original owner, but since the shomer paid the money for the shor, with the payment is like his koiner, like it's his shor now, and therefore the ganav has to pay the kefil or the alvei to the shomer. What about nishba? Let's say at the beginning the shomer did not want to pay the money, but again he swore and says, "No, listen, I'm free. It was stolen from me," and he swore it was stolen from him. He did not want to pay. Then nimsa ganav, then bezdin finds the ganav. So mishal tashlumi kefil, he has to pay kefil. Tofach ha-mocher, and we find out that Ganav made a mechira or shechted it, Mishal tashlim abod ha-chamish, he has to pay 4 or 5. Now, lemi mishalim, to who does he have to pay? Lebal ha-pikadim. Here the money goes back to the owner. Since the shomer did not pay the money for it, the shomer only swore that he was potter, said, so very good, the shomer is potter. But now that we find the Ganav treat, he has to pay back to the owner. The owner, he's the bal of the money, the bal of the pikadim, the bal of the pikadim, he gets it. Tomorrow Stam yes, Lom Lil Misti Behema, Pulom Lil Misti Kalim. What do we have to have 2 cases for? Ha Maskin Etzachavera Behema Kalim. What are the 2 cases for? Tomorrow yes, 3 could be both cases. Titan Behema Behema Behema, who the Maknele Kvelom, who shouldn't have offered Tirche. Because the Shomer has to watch it. It's a lot of Tircha to take care of an animal. So there the owner is nice to say you could have the Kafel. Lelu Yelafuk to bring him and take him out. Ava Kalim, if I only gave you my utensils to watch, to let Nofish Tircha, there's not so much bother in watching them. Aimele Maknele Kvelom. Maybe the owner never has in mind to give over the kefil to the shomer. Even if the shomer pays money for it, still, the shomer, the owner maybe doesn't have an das to give him the kefil maybe. That's the chiddush too, he has das to give him the kefil. Now, the tona kelim have amina, kelim mud kamakna lake failure. You know why? Mishum la nafish kaflayu. There's not so much money involved. Ava behema, the kritavach omach, mishal tashum dal behei. But by an animal, it's possible to be 4 or 5 times as much. Maybe then the owner doesn't want to give away so much money to the shomer. That's why in both cases, no, in both cases, if the shomer by his own decides to pay the money and does not swear, then the owner, as a karas hatoiv, will see in the Gemara from the Swara, is makna the kefil or makna the alvehei to the shomer. On this, maskul or machoma, I who enod the makna b'shalom b'liyolam. How can you do this? You can't be makna something that's not here right now. And I feel the Ramad, the other Makhlo Shalom Yerlam, had a middle guard in Paris, Dekal, Debbie Liyosi, Havel Hochem, Miyem, the Nigmavah. All right. Yeah, we'll go start over with this again, let's say Shabbos.
Yeah, we started already the new parak, Kerek HaMaskid. We're really holding Naflam Adala. Just learn less Gemara again, was again. The Mishnah said a Chiddush, that if Yemafkid Eitz HaChavera Behem or Kalim, if you give your friend a Shai Mechinim to watch for you, a Behem or a Kalim, and it was nignavu, it was stolen from the shomer, or else it was lost from the shomer. So really, a shomer mechinim just has to swear that it was nignavu and a bipata. So the Mishnah says a chiddush. Let's say the shomer mechinim on his own, instead of swearing, says, "You know what? I'll pay you. I don't want to swear. I'll pay you for it." So the Mishnah says a chiddush in such a case that the loch is. Let's say we find the ganav later, so the ganav has to pay kefil. Let's say he made a tficho mechira, he has to pay dal vehei. Who does he have to pay the kefil, the dal vehei to? Since the Mishnah says the Chiddush, he has to pay it to the shomer. Even though the real owner of the animal is the owner, the original owner, that gave it to the shomer to watch it for him. But since the shomer did him a favor, and the shomer said, you know what, instead of me swearing and freeing myself, I'll pay you right away. So the schazer, the owner, we'll see in the Gemara, is makna back to him, the animal, that the kefil goes straight to the shomer. Suddenly we have the Gemara says, Lomelu Mr. Behem, Lomelu Mr. Kalim, wasn't it just there 2 cases for? Sricha, which says, Behema, I would have thought only because he works hard, the shomer, to take it in and take it out. That's why when it gets stolen, the owner will give him the kefil. But regular Kalim, it doesn't work so hard, no? Or else it would have just said, Kalim, the Gemara says, I would have thought Kalim, there's not so much money involved. Like the most you could pay is just kefil. Whereas the behema, sometimes there's dal vehei involved, maybe there the owner would not want to give him away the kefil and the dal vehei. So that's why the Mishnah says both kalim and behema. This is where we're holding now, really. Three lines, four lines from the bottom. Maskevlo Rami Bachoma. The question is, how does the owner give away the kefil to the shomer? And the haver meaner is, after the animal was stolen from the shomer, and now the shomer decides to pay on his own free will, so right now the owner says, you know what, if there'll be kefil involved later, I'm giving you the kefil right now. But the chur, right now it's a dovish loy boli elam. Like right now it's not here. Or better still, the haver meaner is, the chur, it's called a dovish loy boli elam. We'll see. The afilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Yeshita, the Yoma that he always says, he says, Odom makne dover shloi b'lielam. You can make a kinyan on something that's not here on the world yet. That we had before, like Gemara in Kedushin, that he says a person could go and be could go make Kedushin on a lady that she's still a goy. He said, I'll be mekadesh you now that the Kedushin should be chal after she becomes a ger. So the Kedushin is chal. Even though right now she's a shiksa, the Kedushin shouldn't be chal, but Ramei holds, Odom makne dover shloi b'lielam. They can make a ma'aseh kedusha now to be chal later for when she will become a Jew. But I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do we say that? Kagoyin Peres Dekel. Another case is, if you own a Dekel,